This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia continues to accuse Ukraine of targeting the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. AP correspondent Zarya Shackley has the story.
Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov says the plant was shelled three times over the past day. Konashenkov added that 17 ordnance were fired at the plant in total, with four hitting a block where 168 packages of American Westinghouse nuclear fuel are stored. Konashenkov said a U.S.-made M777 howitzer was destroyed by Russian artillery return fire. I'm Zarya Shakli.
Poland and the Czech Republic have signed an agreement to protect Slovak airspace as Slovakia gives up its old Soviet-made MiG-29 jets. Slovakia has a fleet of 11 MiG-29s. The protection is meant to last until Slovakia receives new F-16s from the United States. That's scheduled for 2024. It has said it may consider donating the old MiG-29s to Ukraine. Since the start of the Russian invasion on February 24th, Ukraine has urged its Western allies to provide it with warplanes to challenge Russia's air superiority. Intense fighting erupted in the Libyan capital overnight and lasted until Saturday morning, with rival factions exchanging heavy gunfire and the sounds of several loud blasts ricocheting around the city. Witnesses said the blasts took place in Tripoli's city center amid a political standoff over control of Libya's government. Pictures and video shared online showed military vehicles speeding through the streets of the city center. Reuters news agency, which reported the fighting, could not verify the accuracy of the images. This is VOA News. Kurdish forces say they've arrested dozens of suspects at a camp in Syria housing relatives of Islamic State group members this week. A representative of the People's Protection Units, a Kurdish militia, said at least 27 suspects have been detained in a sweep launched on Thursday. He said the sweep is aimed at arresting Islamic State operatives in Al-Hol. It's a camp for displaced people who fled after Islamic State was dislodged from the last of its Syrian territory in 2019. The French news agency reports a heavy presence of Kurdish security forces in the camp as of Friday. Al-Hol is home to more than 56,000 people, mostly Syrians and Iraqis, but also including other foreigners linked to the Sunni Muslim extremists. The United Nations says the camp has grown increasingly volatile, with at least 26 people murdered there this year. In the United States, a few states have been amending or repealing so-called pay-to-stay laws that require former prisoners to reimburse the states for the cost of their stays in prison. AAP correspondent Julie Walker has the details.
Connecticut became the latest state to tweak its law this summer. Even with the changes, some former prisoners remain deep in debt. A woman there who was billed nearly $84,000 for her 2.5-year prison stay has filed a federal lawsuit, saying even after reforms, the state's law, which charges $249 a day, is unconstitutional. The University of Southern California's Brittany Friedman is leading a study of pay-to-stay.
It is creating extended punishment, so it's linking people to the justice system longer simply because they cannot pay.
I'm Julie Walker.
Serbia's president says the country won't allow a pan-European LGBTQ pride event to take place in its capital next month. On Saturday, Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić announced the decision to cancel the September EuroPride celebration. He cited threats from right-wing extremists, a crisis with neighboring Kosovo, and economic problems for the change of plans. Members of the European Pride Organizers Association chose Serbia's capital 3 years ago to host the event. Also Saturday, Vučić nominated Ana Brnabić to serve another year as prime minister. Brnabić became the country's first female and openly gay prime minister in 2020. And authorities say three Dutch soldiers were shot and wounded early Saturday in downtown Indianapolis in the U.S. state of Indiana, following what police believe was a disturbance outside the hotel where they were staying. Marissa Melton, VOA News.